With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go.
Boom! To try to get a matchup with Ngannou. Oh! Goes the win! Francis Ngannou!
This is just a fist. When I start throwing it around, I can leave one hell of a mess. Let's dance.
Multiple occasions. Wow. It looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish!
Another one.
Really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Trying to take care of business, trying to get to
the
It's a knockout!
Oh my God!
It's a knockout!
And he's closing it! Trying to finish it! Hit it over!
Because I'm going to take this foot and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo.
I killed it!
And, oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It 7 Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
Bobby. I think you've had enough. Noah? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Wow. How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just if you become a pansy. That's in the book of Roll.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
He's got to be very careful.
What's up, sports fans? Are you looking for a job? Do you want to change in careers? Do you want to own your own business? I got the answer for you. This show is brought to you by Fleetex. Fleetex is partnering with veterans with mechanical or electronic experience. Fleetex specializes in on-site deployment of GPS tracking equipment and cameras for fleet vehicles across our nation. Check out what they do at www.fleettex.com. Apply today. Currently targeting veterans living in Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. Local work and travel opportunities may be available in other areas. Fleetex proudly supports our military, its service members, our veterans, and their families. Enjoy the show.
This is the Veteran Trash Talk Sports Betting Show with your host, Trigger Joe. Send it 7 Pearson and the Big Girl. UFC, NFL, if it's on, we're betting on it.
What's going on, Gruntworks Nation, and anybody else watching anywhere? It doesn't matter, but hey! Here we are. It's Friday night. We're live. All right. We're missing a guy. And our thoughts and prayers are with BTT's Trigger Joe and his family. as they lost a loved one this weekend unexpectedly. So he is not with us. So, you know, hey, man, we're with you, Joe, and we're thinking about you. But all right, the fight's still going to go on. All right, and we got to make money on it because we made some serious money last week and the week before, and we are rolling right now, absolutely rolling. So just pay attention. And let me just get this out of the way right from the beginning. All right, if you're not drinking 10th Mountain, all right, whiskey and bourbon, you're suspect. All right, because you can go there and put in the code BTT and get a discount. All right, and it's really, really good bourbon. It's really good whiskey, good vodka. And then again, if you don't drink, I'm sorry. Like, you know,
your buddy, you like the cordial.
Yeah, the cordial, you like, you know, that kind of stuff. But all right, hey, other than that, we're good because Fleet Techs, you saw the ad, they're a great partner of ours, but like every other corporation right now, they are hurting and just whatever. But we still support them because they are willing to give veterans jobs. So go to fleettechs.com and do it. But with us on the show tonight, we got the champ who got another point back. All right, raise the lead back up to 3. All right, so the infantry guys were starting to come back, but BTT send it 7, put the hammer down. And he got a point last week on UFC. And we got
another one.
Yeah, and another one. And we got the Baker with us. All right, this is the guy that we make fun of all the time. All right, and so now he's actually on screen so you can look at him and realize why we make fun of him. So
then why Baker, we keep him off screen?
Why we keep him off screen?
It's beard envy.
That's pure. I mean, I don't know.
You're getting there, but you still got some length to go.
Yeah, but I got the wisdom in it. I got the wisdom. So, Bill's super excited because the new Sergeant Major of the Army is a 7th group guy, and they actually might get beers down. Yeah. We don't know. But hey, if you're watching on VTT, say hi, or at Gruntwork, say hi. Tell us what you think about the fights. We'll bring you up. We'll bring your opinion on as long as it's not too stupid. But if it's really dumb, then we'll definitely bring it up. So put your opinion on there, and we're going to get after it. Okay, this is going to be a little different because the Baker is going to give Joe's picks. So they're still Joe's picks. And just to explain the betting again, if you can't gamble, don't gamble. If you don't have the money to gamble, don't do it. And then wait, stick around until the end because we'll go over our locks, our parlays, and our DraftKings sleepers for you guys. And again, this betting advice is better than any other one you'd actually pay for. All right, so just write it down.
It's free.
Bet it. All right, you listening, Dan Dexter? I know you're watching. You're either watching right now or you're watching tomorrow morning. Write it down, all right, and then actually bet the locks. And then the parlays, don't put a bunch of money in the parlays because those are the ones that usually lose. So, again, pay attention, and we'll hope to make you some money because we've been making good money off our bets lately. All right, UFC 282. Now, there's been some drama going on with this fight card. Lots of cancellations. What's going on? So before we get into the picks, Bill, what's going on with this card?
All right, so the biggest drama on this one was it's the big and light heavyweight bout. I kind of agree. It is kind of bullshit. Those of you who know, Yuri Prochazka won it against Glover Teixeira. Well, Yuri got a bad shoulder injury, so he vacated the belt. So in theory, Glover should have got the next fight. He was training for it. He was training to fight Yuri again. But they gave it to Ankalaev versus Jan Blachowicz. The argument was that, as you guys know, a friend of mine is a Glover's corner man. Glover said, hey, I'll fight Ankalaev, but he's a southpaw. I need another month or two to train up to fight a southpaw. Plus, it's a completely different fighting style than Jan, whereas he's fought Jan before, so he didn't have to change up too much. Dana White said, no, you're either fighting Ankalaev or we're going to give the fight to Ankalaev or Jan Blachowicz. And that's where it went. So now whoever wins between Jan Blachowicz or Ankalaev gets the interim light heavyweight belt. And that's obviously is where Glover will fight next. And I kind of with Glover on this one because Ankalaev is the lower ranked fighter too, where Jan is 3 and Glover is number 2. So really it should have been 2 and 3. But at the same time, Dana White took a small venue and made it into a billion-dollar organization. So who am I to argue with Dana White and how he runs his business?
That's a fact. So
what the hell do I know?
I mean, he bought an island during COVID while everybody else was hiding out. Yes. So, I mean,
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But all right, let's get into it. Now, remember, Do not listen to me. All right, listen to Chris unless he gives his actual. Listen to the baker unless he gives his actual opinion. If he gives his actual opinion, throw that shit right out the window. All right, but if he gives Joe's opinion, listen to it.
It's Joe's opinion. Don't worry.
But all right, let's get into the first fight. Is a featherweight fight, and it's Bryce Mitchell, who the research I've done has been begging for camouflage pants or shorts. He's 15-1. And he's facing, what is that, Topuria? Topuria? Something, I don't know.
But Topuria. Ilya Topuria.
Ilya Topuria. He's 12-0. Now, if you pay close attention to Bryce, and I think I've talked about this before when Bryce has fought, is he's a rich kid. All right? And, I mean, he just looks like somebody who comes from money.
He looks like a kid I got in a fight with in second grade.
So I'm going to go with decision. All right, I'm going to go with Bryce by decision because his dad paid off the refs. Just like he paid off his high school refs, his college refs, whatever he's done in life, dad's paid for it. So I'm going Bryce by daddy bribe decision. All right, let's go with the champ. What say you?
I'll be interested to see what Joe picked on this one. Bryce is not a rich kid. He's actually just a typical poor redneck kid from the middle of nowhere, God. Arkansas.
I don't pay any attention to
Well, that's what you got Joe and I for. here's the thing. Ilya Topuria, he's Spanish. He comes from Spain. He's been on a tear. I don't think he's fought the same level of talent Bryce Mitchell has. Normally, I would have went with Topuria on this one, but the way Bryce Mitchell made Edson Barboza look like a manhandled child when he fought him really sold me on Bryce Mitchell. So I got Bryce Mitchell by decision on this one. If I'm throwing it in the parlay, it's because I'm getting ballsy on one. Because this fight really could go either way. But I see Bryce Mitchell putting this guy in his back and keeping him there. Bryce Mitchell is a nasty wrestler, just a tough redneck kid from Arkansas, like I said.
No way.
So what sold me on this kid was the way he manhandled Edson Barboza, which most people do not do. So I got Bryce Mitchell by decision.
All right, there you have it, fight fans. Now, let's go to the baker. What does VTT's Trigger Joe say is going to happen in this fight?
So just using my powers of observation, first off, I see he's fighting out of Germany, but it looks like he's from Georgia. That's what it says under my right about there. It's got the Georgian flag, not Spain.
Ilya?
Yeah, Topuria.
Potpourri?
Yeah, Potpourri. We'll call him that.
He's El Matador. He's definitely from Spain.
Are there any matadors in the Republic of Georgia?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he's definitely not Georgian.
We need to contact Dana White.
We should put a Marine versus Army point on where this guy is from. So let's do it. Let's do it now.
Bill can Google right now.
All right. So what does Joe say for this fight?
So actually, this could be a point if the big girl decides, because Joe's got Topuria. Not just by decision, but unanimous decision over Mitchell. Whoa,
huge confidence. Huge confidence. You know what?
Unanimous.
Run it. Run it. All right? We're running this for a point. Let's make it happen. You know what? We got to make a comeback here and see.
I just Googled it. We're both right. He's a Georgian-Spanish fighter born in Germany.
What is this? The fucking World Cup we're tying now?
No. Or the NFL like last week. But,
fucking Commanders.
Yeah, which is actually really good for the Packers. But we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. But all right, let's go to the second fight. It's a middleweight fight. We got this guy named Till at 18-4-1 and Duplessis at 17-2. Now, those of you who don't understand this, but Duplessis is a count. All right, so it's Count Duplessis. If you look back in his family line, that's where he's from. So he has a lot of protection in the UFC ring because, you know, he's royalty. But the count is, I haven't called this finish in a while, but it's going to happen in the third round. It's going to be a taint strike. All right. So it's going to be a taint strike by the count, and he's going to get away with it because he's a count. All right. So what does Joe say on this one?
So Joe does have Duplessis.
I'm on fire today, bro.
But the second round, and he's going to submit him because he's a peasant compared to the count.
No taint strike. No taint strike. Weird, Joe. Is that legal?
I don't know.
Because I mean, it's not a cup shot. It's got to be legal. So, Bill, the champ, Senate 7. What say you?
So I think they pronounce it Duplessis. He's South African.
Don't try to church it up.
He has a master's degree and he's studying his PhD, so he can a little bit.
Yeah, but he's not Dave. He doesn't speak 20 languages.
But he's not from the Yale or Southwest either, but it's fine.
That's true.
That is true. I'm not from the Yale or Southwest. Joe and I both agree on Duplessis for sure. Round? That could go either way. I'll agree with Joe on this one. I'll go with second round submission. Darren Till's coming off of back-to-back losses. I think he's lost 3 of his last 5. Now, when Darren Till does lose, he likes to lose in the second or third round, so I'll give him that. But Duplessis could also win out with his hands, too. He's a very nasty fighter. He's on an absolute tear lately. Duplessis, for sure, money line. If you're throwing him in a parlay, which I would, if you want to get ballsy in that round, yeah, go late second round. Submission, don't take the over or under on this one. Like, because he could absolutely shut Darren Till's lights off in the first round. He's done it to fighters before. But take Duplessis, moneyline.
All right, there you have it, fight fans. 2 fights in the books. All right, now we got a catchweight fight. All right, and I learned what this is that when somebody misses weight, then they just throw 2 guys in there, and it's a catchweight. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah.
All right, so I nailed that shit. Yeah, I'm learning. All right, and we got this Ponzi Bibibo, whatever, the 29-6. How do you say his name?
Not going to work Ponzi anymore.
Ponzi Nibio. No, I'm going with Ponzi here. Of course, Murano at 22-7. So I'm going to go. I think I put a lot of thought into this. All right, and I'm going to go Ponzi, all right, by pyramid scheme submission in the first round. I don't know. If you know what that is, look it up. It's real. It's gonna be a pyramid scheme submission. So, Bill, what say you on this?
I don't know what Joe picked on this one.
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, I got it right here.
I'll tell you 2 things. One, I'm not touching this with a parlay except for one of my ballsy ones.
Bill's got a lot of balls.
Which are usually small parlay. So. See what I did there.
And the reason why I say that is you never know which Ponzi Nibio is gonna show up. This guy's kind of a jackass. they got the equal reach. Ponzi Nibio is a little bit taller. The reason why I'm telling you right now, Morono is my DraftKings sleeper on this one. He's a +145 dog on this. Morono fights really awkward and it throws everybody off. And he's super tough. I don't think Ponzi Nibio is ready for Morono in that aspect. Like I said, Morono fights just really weird and awkward. And every time I bet against this guy, he pulls off some crazy ass wins. If you remember, we watched him, it was back in July. He fought Semmelsberger and the guy's face was bleeding all over the place.
Ask Nick to remember last week. Nope.
I don't even know what time it is.
And Morono pulls off a lot of decisions. He's just a tough dude. So I'm taking Morono on this one by decision. Ponzi Nibio is coming off of losing 3 of his last 4 fights, all by split decisions, and he got KO'd by Xinglang Li back in January. I got Morono as the dog on this one. Just based off of being tough and just super awkward fighting style, that I think Ponzi Nibio is just not at that level to be able to deal with that.
Perfect, perfect. All right, the banker. What does Trigger Joe say?
Joe's got a lot more faith than Bill does.
All right,
he's actually going to take Ponzi Nibio by decision, not unanimous. So he's not fully sold on it yet, but he does have faith enough to say that Ponzi Nibio is going to get that decision.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. There we have it. Now let's go to the big fights, the co-main. And we got Patty Pimblett, who's a favorite of this show at 19-3 versus Jared Gordon at 19-5.
Kind of reminds me of Stewart.
I do have a memory of this because I remember I was the only one to pick Jared in his last fight. And then I was like, he went to Jared. And Jared won. Okay, Jared always wins when you go there. You lose all of your money when you go to Jared. All right, and they're not even good diamonds. So anyways, you only go to Jared during the holiday season. So Patty is picking the right time to go to Jared. So I'm going Patty KO, second round. What does Joe say?
Not far off. He's actually got Patty by second round sub.
There you have it. Now, again, like I said, go back a couple of shows. I was the only one to pick Jared because he's a jewelry dealer. All right. But hey, the champ, Bill, what say you?
Joe and I are dead on in agreement with this one.
Ooh, ring the fucking bell.
Patty Bailey with second round submission. And I think it's going to be from Jared Gordon does not have a great chin. But I think Patty's going to stun him with a couple shots and then he's just going to jump on him and rear naked choke this dude. So I do think it's going to be sub. I think it's going to be sub brought on by some nasty strikes, and this guy's going to turtle up and just get choked out. So Patty Blimit by second. I think Jerry Gordon's kind of like that journeyman. They're throwing at him to get him through that the next half of the, you know, that weight class. Patty's just, he's on the rise. He's got some good challenges coming up. Jerry Gordon ain't it. Jerry Gordon's going in there for a paycheck. He knows he's going to get big money fighting Patty. Patty's a rising star. Patty's taking pages right out of the Conor McGregor book with how to shit talk and put asses in seats, which is the name of the fight game, right?
Right. Yeah. And he makes a big spectacle every time he wins. Yeah. He jumps all over the stage and yells at David Portnoy. Like,
yeah, he's great at it. He's best friends with Molly Meatball. I mean, they're just hilarious together. So Patty Bimblet, second round submission for sure, and is also one of my locks.
I still can't past the fact that he looks like Stewart from Mad TV.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't wanna.
Look at what I do. I don't wanna.
Apparently, the big girl is out of this loop.
I'll send you it later. You'll recognize it when you see it.
All right, perfect. Hey, so if you're watching our Groundwork Defender Trash Talk, not a lot of viewers right now. I don't know what you guys are all doing on a Friday night, but it ain't watching us. So hey, y'all need to, when you're watching this, leave some comments, say hi. Okay, go to the main event. It's a light heavyweight fight. And this is for a vacant belt, correct?
Yes.
All right. So who had the belt before?
Yuri Prochazka.
I don't even know who that is. Did we ever call him before?
He's the guy that wears that crazy samurai ponytail.
Ah, okay. So
he's the Eastern Bloc dude who follows the samurai code and all that weird shit.
Weird, yeah. All right. So, hey, at least my wife's watching. She said hi. All right, perfect. Aww. Okay, so yeah. Thanks for the support, babe. All right. We got Blackowitz at 29-9 versus Ankalaev at 18-1. Now, I put a question mark up here because I thought Ankalaev was undefeated. Who beat him?
He lost. Man, give me one second. He lost.
Because anybody named Ankalaev is not supposed to lose.
He lost to Paul Craig in 2018.
What? That's not a real person. It's like, is that like a?
No, we've called Paul Craig.
Is that like a shampoo line?
Yeah, he got a try from choke by Paul Craig, which, by the way, Paul Craig has pulled off on a lot of people, and that was 4 years ago on a fight night.
Paul Craig fight night 127.
All right. So, Bill, the champ, what say you on the main event?
So I'm going with Ankalaev on this one. This fight scares me. I think. Out of all the people that I would not want Ankalaev to fight for betting purposes, it's Jan Blažević. Only because Jan is a pretty big dude, and I worry about him doing the old lay and pray on Ankalaev, where he just lays on him and does his boring ass fight. If it stays standing, Ankalaev's gonna sleep this dude. Jan's got a little bit of the reach, but Ankalaev is just a big, mean, nasty dude. Who throws heat in them hands. And Jan's been slept before and he's been choked out before, but I see Jan trying to do the old push him against the cage and kind of hold him there because he knows he doesn't want to stand with this guy. But I got Ankalaev almost the same way Patty does, pulling off a sub just based off of striking him. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a TKO. like I said, Ankalaev throws hate behind his shots, and he absolutely has the ability to put Jan to sleep. It will not go to a decision. I am not confident of that in any way whatsoever. But I wouldn't take the under on this one. This could go. It's one of those fights where they're big enough where they can put each other out at any given second. So I got Ankalaev by sub late second. I would bet this money line. I wouldn't try to go after anything specific on this one because it could go a lot of different directions, and both of them are really good. But I got Ankalaev by sub late second.
Nice, nice. All right, there you have it for the champs picks. So what does Joe say on this one to the Baker?
So Joe's pretty cautious on this one too. He does think it's going to go the distance though, but he has Ankalaev by split decision.
Ooh, interesting.
So he's not as confident as Bill is.
All right, so there you have it, fight fans. Now we're getting into the meat and potatoes. So if obviously, like I said, nobody's watching right now. So if you're listening now, or if you're listening on to our podcast, if the Baker actually makes it in time for the fight where he puts the audio up in time.
Hey, it was there last week.
It was. Okay, so you're like 1-for-16. It's not bad. All right, like not in the Hall of Fame yet. Probably getting sent down to the minors, but we'll work it out. This is where you make your money. Parlays, locks, DraftKings sleeper, the champ. Send it.
Okay.
I'm writing it down.
I'm giving you an 8-fighter, which I'm actually pretty confident on. And then I'm going to give you a 6-7-1 debate based on how crazy you want to get on this stuff. And for the fans, I'm giving you the parlays straight off my bookie that I've already placed. So you know I'm behind it.
The money's all, already there.
DraftKings sleeper is Morono. I talked about him earlier. And then again, if you want to get ballsy with another DraftKings sleeper, pick Bryce Mitchell. He's a dog on that one. My locks are Patty Bimblett. And there's a kid that not a lot of people know about fighting on the prelims. He fought on Dana White's Contender Series, and he's only 18 years old. So not a lot of people have faith in him. He's a kid named Rosas Jr. But this kid is an absolute freaking nature on the ground. I'm putting a lock behind this kid, too. But here we go. I'm going to give you one bet slip right now is... let's go down here. First one is Wonquin Buckley versus Chris Curtis. I wouldn't touch this fight money line, but I'm confident on the over on this one. Shabazian money line. Chris Daukaus fighting Jarzynia Rozenstruik. Take the under. Roses Jr. money line. Duplessis money line. Patty Bimblett money line. And Ankalaev money line.
What was the second fight on that one?
Duplessis.
That is...
No, you had
Shabazian. It's a guy named, it's a fighter named Shabazian.
Edmund Shabazian. Prelim.
Daukaus is under. So Shabazian?
Shabazian.
All right, got it.
All right, that's parlay number one. Now let me bring out my 8-fighter, which I don't think is that far off, to be honest with you. Straight down the line, I got Shabazian money line, Rozenstruik on the under. Rosas Jr. money line, Bryce Mitchell money line, Duplessis money line, Patty Bimblett money line, Ankalaev money line, and Alex Morono. So you're getting two underdogs in there. $5 would get you 208 on my bookie. So what the hell, go for it. Worst thing that happens, you're out $5, but you're up 208 if my two dogs hit.
All right, so you got your locks are Patty and Jr.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Nailed it. All right, Baker, what does Joe say?
So Joe, much like Bill, does have Pimblett as one of his locks. His other lock, he goes to the prelims for Shabazian, actually. And then his sleeper, he's also in the prelims with Chris Curtis.
Who's Curtis fighting?
He's fighting Joaquin Buckley.
That's the fight I told you to take the over on.
Okay, so yeah, the over on Buckley. All right, yep. Hey, Rozenstruik, that name's familiar. Why is he on the undercard? He's just that bad now, huh?
Because him and Daukaus, they're coming off of losses. Rozenstruik just got knocked out in the first round by Volkov not too long ago. But both these guys are starting to lose their chins, and they're both 200 60 pounds.
260, 247, yep.
So I think the under on this one's safe. I think they're going to come in, throw bombs. One of them's going to get caught and go to sleep.
All right. So, hey, so what are the parlay? Will we get the parlay for Joe?
He didn't give me a parlay.
Didn't give you a parlay. Way to go, Joe. All right. But there you have it. Hey, take about a 1 minute break. Go refill your drink for the three people that are watching on VTT. I don't know what Gruntworks is looking like, but just take a break and we'll come back with the Big Earl's NFL locks.
What's up, sports fans? Are you looking for a job? Do you want to change in careers? Do you want to own your own business? I got the answer for you. This show is brought to you by Fleet Techs. Fleet Techs is partnering with veterans with mechanical or electronic experience. Fleet Techs specializes in on-site deployment of GPS tracking equipment and cameras for fleet vehicles across our nation. Check out what they do at www.fleettechs.com. Apply today. Currently targeting veterans living in Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. Local work and travel opportunities may be available in other areas. Fleet Techs proudly supports our military, its service members, our veterans, and their families.
And enjoy we're back. Show. All right. So for the three of you watching, you're welcome. All right. That we actually came back to do the rest of the show. But it doesn't matter. So Sergeant Major Bill has to go back to work, actually, after this. That's why he's not polishing off his white claws as we're doing the show. Anyways, now I get to brag a little bit because I made people lots of money last week. Thanks. All right. If you paid attention to my NFL locks, I am now +5 on the season, which is a win. But last week I hit every single lock. So if you bet the locks individually and you put the locks in a parlay like I did, you made about, off of $50, you probably made about $700. All right. So it was a really, really good day. Lost my big one because of the Chiefs. You suck.
I know Bill and I turned $10 into $95.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's a big win. All right. Now that's 9 weeks of betting $10 a week. So that works. So again, I pick the games a little bit differently. I'll give you my locks. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm betting on the other games that I pick. I'm just giving you what I think is going to happen. And I give you my locks or what I'm betting on. That being said, I am really upset about yesterday. Really upset. And the fact that the Baker is on the show right now is triggering me even more. Because Baker Mayfield, I took a lot of my profits from last week and put it on the Raiders, all right, to cover 5.5, all right, which they were up 16-10 with 2 minutes left and the ball on the 2-yard line. All right, and the Rams with Baker Mayfield, who flew out there 2 days ago, all right, under center. So it was a touchdown with 9 seconds left.
Was it like a 98-yard drive?
which he threw a pick six on the first pass of the fucking drive, and it got called back from a penalty, right? And it's like as soon as that got called back, I'm like, I lost.
it's over.
This is going down. I was covering by half a point. I'm good.
That's the worst feeling for bettors though. When you know what's happening,
it's done.
All right. So, anyways, the NFL has been really tough to pick this year. In fact, my chat thread that I have with two other serious gamblers on the NFL, they're like, I literally think about what's supposed to happen and then I bet the other way. Like, it's just. What can you do this year? Like, the Rams are not supposed to beat the Raiders, who are still in playoff contention.
God.
Right? Like, they're not supposed to win. They don't even get a first down for, like, two quarters. And then, like, whatever. I'm done whining. I'm done crying about yesterday. But I lost a lot of money. All right. So, who's running me through these games?
So, I got them right here. We've got Cleveland going into Cincinnati for the first one.
Oh, nice. You get one of my first locks. All right, the Bengals at -5.5. Why is it only 5.5? Right? This should be at least 10. I know that they're rivals. I know that they bang. But Deshaun Watson looked really, really bad last week. Like, I don't know if he's going to come back. Like, okay, now I'm kind of back in the game. All right, so... Nope, I got Bengals as a lock. This is going to cover big time.
Okay, so next we have Baltimore going into Pittsburgh.
Oh, and by the way, I also like the over in that game. I like the over in that game. Baltimore going into Pittsburgh. Another lock. Man, you are going through. I'm going off the CBS list in order,
that's what you're going off of. Yeah.
Maybe it does it different on your time zone, but I got the Steelers as a lock at -2. Right? The Ravens
hurt me. That's true.
The Ravens hurt me last week. Lamar got out. They still won. I bet a money line, thank God. They came back and won by a point. But, Lamar got hurt. And that's what I said at the beginning of the year. I said Lamar's going to put up video game numbers until he gets hurt. Like, you're running the NFL as a quarterback. Sorry, it happens. But he's the best football player that I've seen in a long time. All right.
Next, we've got Houston at Dallas.
Okay.
I just want to know that
Dallas is
-2200.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I don't like the over in that Browns Bengals game. I like the over in this game. I read my notes wrong. I like the over in this game.
What did you say it was, Bill?
44 is 2200 for Dallas.
Dallas is favored by 17. Okay. So this is like a college line. We only usually see this with the Bills. All right. But again, if you look at the track record, when a team is favored by 2 to 3 scores, they usually cover. All right. So, like, I'm not touching this, but I would bet the over on this because I think Dallas will give up a couple scores in this game. I think they'll give up 2 scores, whether it's a garbage time or whatever. But Dallas scored 33 points in 1 quarter last week. Like, I think Dallas scores 40 points on their own. So I like the over in this. That's what I would bet.
So next we have Jacksonville in Tennessee.
The Pop Warner game.
I hate this game. All right. I hate betting any time against Tennessee. For Tennessee, doesn't matter.
Easier to just light the money on fire and piss on it.
For some reason, they'll get up by 20. Right, they'll get up by 20 with the best running back on the planet and somehow pass the ball. Like, why? But
equal playing time, like Bill said, Pop Warner. Everybody's got to touch the ball.
Right, so obviously you go Titans here -3.5, but I'm not touching this game. Not at all.
Next is going to be the Vikings in Detroit.
Detroit is favored. All right, over the Vikings at -2. The Vikings are 10-1. Okay, when's the last time a 10-1 team went to Detroit and was an underdog?
When's the last time anyone's gone into Detroit was an underdog?
Well, this year it's happened a few times, but but Detroit. So here's what I am with Detroit. I wish Joe was on the show because I was gonna Detroit's on the up and up. All right, they have drafted defense. They have drafted,
which I'll agree with.
Yeah, but they're not ready to win yet. All right, and so this is my first upset pick. Take the Vikings money line. It's probably +110.
Maybe +106.
106, yeah, something around there. Yeah,
got +115 on DraftKings. Yeah,
yeah, take that. Put that in there. Don't take the points. Take Minnesota money line.
And so next we have the Jets in Buffalo.
All right, I like this game. I almost locked it, but I got the Bills here. I don't think the Jets can score. I don't think they're gonna be able to score on them. So I like the under, and I like the Bills.
Next, we've got Philadelphia going into the New York Giants.
Ooh, that big lock hit last week for me with Philadelphia, baby. All right, and I don't even understand how the Giants suck so bad right now. They got off to such a good start, and nobody's hurt. They're not hurt. So, I don't know. I got the Eagles to cover here. Not a lock, but they'll cover. They'll cover 7. I think they'll win by 10 to 14.
And the team that fucked you last week, Kansas City's going into Denver.
Denver. Let's talk about Brittany Griner. This is my time. Jesus. And you guys all know why, right? Like, of course, I am happy for any American that comes home from being incarcerated overseas. All right? Whatever. Now, but this is one of the greatest moral dilemmas we could possibly ever teach. is that an a WNBA star is not worth putting a warlord fucking weapons dealer back on the streets.
One of the most dangerous human beings on planet Earth.
Who's responsible for over 100,000 deaths. Right?
Like, at one point, he was arming every conflict in the world.
The movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage back in 05 was based off of him.
Right. Yeah. And what country is that guy from? Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, Russia.
Ukraine.
Yeah, Russia, Ukraine. Like it's just like, sorry guys, if you don't see this as an absolute fucking disaster, whatever. But but ESPN, you know, said that this was brilliant. They love it. But then they said the Russell Wilson trade was disastrous. Okay, so right now ESPN believes that the Russell Wilson trade was more disastrous than the Brittany Griner one. All right, so
can we just talk about how we traded a WNBA player for somebody who can actually shoot?
Well, he can't shoot. He just he puts the bullets in the right hands and the guns in the wrong hands, I should say. But no, yeah. Again, here, guys, before you get all triggered, if you're watching or listening, with every bad situation, humor's right behind the corner. So we got to
welcome to veterans.
Yeah, welcome to veterans, man. I actually support Brittany Griner not standing for the national anthem, not singing it. But like I posted on my Facebook page today, she's gonna be singing that shit loud as fuck the next time she hears it. All right, so it's like
probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
I bet she will. I bet she stands next time. So here it is what it is. Like, I guess a fuck. Right, like, but you don't put a fucking guy like that back on the streets. Good job, Mike.
So back to the pick, Kansas City over at Denver.
Oh yeah, Kansas City's gonna win because Russell Wilson is a worse trade than Brittany Griner.
Okay. next we have Carolina in Seattle.
Carolina in Seattle. All right, hot the Hawks. It's not a lock unless DK plays. All right, so watch it. All right, and so if you're on my book, you're a gambling app, put this bet in, but don't plus play yet. All right, watch the injury report. If DK plays, absolute lock. All right, so 3.5. I don't see how Seattle doesn't roll Carolina. Just absolutely roll them. Bill, do you got anything?
I'm with you on that one.
I don't see how they don't just crush them.
Carolina should get wrecked this one.
Yeah, like, ugh. Like gross.
It's really close odds. Carolina is only plus 160.
Right, so I'm saying I don't know. I looked at the injury report and the biggest name was DK and I was like, okay, maybe that's what Vegas is worried about, that DK doesn't play. But like, even without DK, but I'll bet them no matter what. They're in my parlay already. But I got them as a lock if DK plays for sure.
We've got Tampa Bay going into San Francisco.
Oh, here's another lock. Here's another one. The Niners with Mr. Irrelevant. All right, Purdy, the quarterback. All right, now here again is the Bill Belichick school of thinking. Right, you bring in quarterbacks that are smart and throw to the right spot. Okay, that's what Jimmy G is. All right, that's what Tom Brady is. Tom Brady's the best that's ever done it at throwing it to the right spot. They're not creators. They're not Trey Lances. They're not Justin Fields. They're not Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes is a different level anyways, no matter what. But, like, they're not guys that create, right? As an offensive coordinator, the last thing you want to see Brock Purdy do is leave the fucking pocket.
Yeah.
Right? Like, throw it over that guy's head, right? Just like Tom Brady does. When the play breaks down, Tom Brady throws it over somebody's head out of bounds. Right? Like, that's what you do. 49ers defense is unstoppable. They have – and the Buccaneers cannot keep – there's no way that Tom Brady can get a first down in this game.
That's something with Bucs missing all Pro Bowl linemen right now too. Like, they're going
to
get
– they were supposed to come back 2 weeks ago. None of them have come back. Like, it's an absolute disaster. So – yeah.
Okay. Next is Miami going into Los Angeles for the Chargers.
All right. Let me see where I got this one at. The Dolphins. All right. Yeah, the Chargers are just weird this year. Like, they I don't know. The defense maybe is just not playing up to par, but I actually like the over in this game. I think this is going to be a shootout. I think these guys are going to go nuts. But I got the Dolphins here in the Dome in San Diego. Well, it's in L.A.
Los Angeles now.
Yeah, in L.A. I still call them the San Diego Chargers because how the hell does – we don't need to talk about it. How the fuck does San Diego lose that team?
Because they wouldn't fucking bend the knee to Spanos. Spanos wanted a new stadium, and I used to be a Charger fan. I'll admit it. I was a Charger fan until Spanos – should have
given him the stadium.
Spanos fucking whined and was like, we want the city to pay for the fucking stadium. Yeah, but this is like 2 years after they went 1-16, 1-14, something like that. They lost every game but one. And they haven't had a winning record in, I don't know, how many years?
Oh, the Chargers? Chargers have been really, really good.
Since they left San Diego.
Well, no, even when in San Diego, they were good. Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson, they were in the AFC divisional rounds like for years. Like I that's what I don't get. Like when you're like in the playoffs and you're not, you can't keep a team that's in the playoffs. Like, yeah, that's bad.
City
that's
didn't want to pay for the stadium.
Yeah. No, well. But all right, I got the Dolphins here if you have to bet it. But I like the over in this game. I think there's going to be over 60 points scored in it.
So going into Monday Night Football, we have New England in Arizona.
All right, this is a terrible game to bet. This is a terrible game to bet for a big parlay where you want it. Like you always want it. Like I would try to coach you guys. Take the Monday Night game in your parlay and put the favorite as money line. All right. Well, we got screwed on this one because I think it's a 1.5 point fucking favorite.
Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick schemes against college quarterbacks very well. And that's exactly what Kyler Murray is. He's a tremendous athlete, but he's a college quarterback. I like the Pats here. I do. So I got my locks are the Bengals at -5.5. All right, my only upset is the Vikings. My other lock is the Steelers at -2. The 49ers at -3.5. And if DK plays, I'm locking the Hawks at -3.5. So that's what I got for that. Do you guys have any other input on the NFL?
No, do you want to read out your parlay?
That is, my locks are always my parlay.
Okay.
So, I just did a parlay listening to you. If everybody wants to do, I did an 8-legger. Because why the hell not? I got Pittsburgh to cover -2. I got Bengals to cover 5.5. The over on the Dallas-Houston. Vikings money line. Eagles -7. Kansas City money line.
You took the Eagles on Seahawks. The spread?
Yeah.
Tough one.
Yeah, what the hell?
Take a money line.
Money line. I took Seahawks money line. And I put 49ers money line. $5 will get me $372. So fingers Let's crossed.
Fucking go.
Send it.
I mean, this guy did approve. He was in the talk when a bomb got called on his good friend. So sometimes he will just send it. So
I wasn't in the talk.
I thought you were in the talk on that one.
No.
No, that one you were on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what am I thinking of? There was another one where you were watching it or approving it. You were talking about it. I have been drinking bourbon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. So no. You said the talk was the one that was arguing with you about where Ryan was.
Yeah, we had to lie to the Viper pilots.
That's right. So yeah. Okay. So yeah. All right then. Hey, we got a big show tomorrow, and hey, fuck you, Facebook. All right, so I'm arguing with you, and I'm going to say it, and Chris, I don't give a shit, all right, because we paid money, all right? Veteran Trash Talk paid money. Oh, Clifford said hi. What's up, Clifford? Veteran Trash Talk. By the way, if you don't watch VTT's Mental Health Warrior shows, you're suspect.
Starting Thursdays here shortly.
Yeah, they're great shows, and it's not the whole combat, ooh-rah, whatever the hell people say anymore, Rangers lead the way, none of that kind of stuff. All right. It's just seriously helping people. all right, and helping veterans. So watch the VTT's Mental Health Warrior on Thursdays starting here. It's a great show, and Cliff's a great dude. Real Talk Thursdays. All right, so that's what Cliff just said. So give that a shout out. Now, I already lost my train of thought of what I was saying.
Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah, fuck you, Facebook. Okay, so there it is.
We paid. There it is.
Paid money to advertise the event tomorrow, the Veteran Trash Talk Hour. Now, we have 98,000 followers on VTT. All right? Not likes, followers. All right? We have about 480,000 followers on Gruntworks. So when I boosted it on both platforms, I clicked people who follow the page. So it's funny that I have to pay money for people that follow the page. Like, shouldn't it already go to them? All right. Guess how many people my paid advertisement for the show reached yesterday?
500.
Higher, 600.
Oh, you got an extra 100.
Holy shit. If I put a picture of a fucking dog, all right, and I boosted it, right, it would reach 10 million people, all right? We have a great guest coming on, a great guest, all right? Scott Mann is coming on, all right? Retired Lieutenant Colonel, Green Beret, ran the Pineapple Express operation, pulling guys out of Afghanistan that, you know, our country was ready to leave behind. Right, he orchestrated all this, and Bill, you're coming on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
We were supposed to have Mike Levine from Vet TV on, but
he might,
who knows, he might still come on, but he apparently screwed up his calendar because he's obviously not a combat arms, doesn't know how to backwards plan, so I don't know what that guy was doing, but either way, we have a tremendous show with a great author, and he's got two nonprofits, it's Rooftop Leadership. There's another one on there somewhere. I forget what it was. And then he's the author of the Pineapple Express. So it's going to be an absolute tremendous show. Can't wait to see you guys there. 1700 Eastern time after the Army Navy game, hopefully it's already decided by then, but nobody really cares because the California State Championship has more talent on the field than that game does. So it's like, whatever. But there you have the bets, and now I'm rambling because I've been drinking bourbon, and I'm gonna go drink a lot more bourbon after this show's over. But yeah, Bill can't because he's got to go to work.
I'll drink one for you, Bill.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks,
oh,
buddy.
Yeah. Hey, make sure we talk about our glide path. All right. So here's our key points in the glide path to training. And anybody's been to, hey, what is the glide path?
I'm gonna be talking about VR shit as much as I can.
Hopefully, but let's honestly, can you talk about it live? Can you talk about what the glide path is?
No, I cannot.
No, never mind. You can't talk about it. All right. So, all right. Well, we're not doing it, but all right. We will see you guys tomorrow live, 1700 Eastern time. All right. We got, again, if you haven't looked up the book Pineapple Express, look it up. We got the guy coming on the show. We're going to have a freaking great time.